l'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of A Day in the Life of Noah. I will be telling you the several activities that I do during the day as a high school student. Episode 3, A Day in School. There I was, sitting on the school bus with my friends, going to another day of school. With the time we had together, we talked about the upcoming test we had for our classes and what we were expecting for school. The conversation was long, and soon enough, we were at the entrance of our school. We took our backpacks and school supplies. My first out of 7 classes was math, which was where I had one of the tests. I had studied the night before, but the room still felt tense as the test was being handed out. Thankfully, the test did not have anything I did not expect, so I was able to complete it in time, feeling like I did a good job. I wish I could say the same to my friend, who had a hard time on the test. My next class was science, and I was waiting for this class because we would be doing an experiment. In preparation, we put on our lab suits for safety and then went to our lab station with our groups. The lab was to see how bacteria grew. The lab itself was very interesting. Once we got the data we needed and submitted the assignment to our teacher, we spent the rest of the class relaxing as we finished early. The next class was social studies, where we talked about the types of government. I found it interesting. We then did an activity that reviewed what we did in class. The class after that was physical education. For today, we played football. The class was split up into 2 teams, and the team that scored 3 goals wins the game. The game started off pretty calm, with just a few passes. However, all of a sudden, they scored a goal, and then another one right after kickoff when we lost possession of the ball. We were shocked, but we didn't give in to the pressure. I started the momentum when I did a pass that led to a goal. Unfortunately, that momentum was stopped after a late game winner by the other team. "You can't have everything," I said to my teammates. After the game, I felt very hungry. Thankfully, we had lunch. Unlike most schools, my school had the privilege of allowing students to eat lunch off campus. For today, my friends and I went to eat at a park near the school. I ate pasta and meatballs. It was nice to get a bit of fresh air before we went back to class. After lunch was English class. We worked on English figurative language. We worked on making paragraphs that included the use of figurative language. After English was band class. We did a rehearsal on the 3 songs that we will be playing for the concert next month. I thought we played very well, and the teacher was very happy with our performance and my musical skills with the saxophone. Finally, the last class for the day was French, which was the most challenging class for me. I made sure I paid extra attention to what was taught. We learned about the subjunctive. At first, I found this type of grammatical mood confusing. But by the end of the class, I had a good understanding of it. Once French class was done, we all were allowed to leave school and go home. I decided that my parents would pick me up. Today was a busy day, I thought. It was a good thing that it was a long ride home, so I could finish most of the homework by the time I was home. Now it is time for some questions and answers. I will be asking a couple questions about what I have just told you. I will give you a few seconds to think about that answer. Then, I will provide you with the answer, a definition, and a translation. Question 1. Why was I eager for science class? The answer for question 1 is, we had a science experiment. A science experiment is a procedure carried out to confirm or refute a hypothesis. Ça se traduit par expérimentation scientifique en français. Question 2. Why was I stressed for my math class? The answer for question 2 is, I had a test. A test is an examination of a person's knowledge or proficiency in a subject. Ça se traduit par un examen en français. Question 3. During lunch, where did my friends and I go? The answer for question 3 is, I went to the park. A park is a large green area used for recreation. Ça se traduit par un parc en français. Question 4. What instrument do I play for my band class? The answer for question 4 is the saxophone. A saxophone is a wind instrument member used commonly in jazz. It also has a single reed mouthpiece. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And until next time, goodbye. L'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.